Lesson 2, pages 64 and 65. The Graying of America. The overall population of the U.S. is growing slowly. In the year 2004, the American population was 293 million. By the middle of this century, it is going to be 404 million. Even though this is not a big growth, one group is growing very fast, the elderly, 65 years old and over. By 2030, 20% of the American population will be 65 or over. Today, there are 3 million people 85 or older. In 2050, 28 million will be 85 or older. There are two reasons for this sudden rise in the number of older Americans. First, life expectancy is increasing. In 1900, when the life expectancy was 47, 1 in 25 Americans was elderly. In 2000, with a life expectancy of 79.5 years for women and 74 for men, 1 in 8 was elderly. By 2050, 1 in 5 will be elderly. The second reason for this growth is the aging of the baby boomers. In the 18 years after World War II, from 1946 to 1964, a large number of babies were born, 75 million. The people born during this period, known as the baby boomers, are now middle-aged and will soon be elderly. The average age of the population is increasing as the baby boomers get older and live longer. The median age of Americans in 1970 was 28. In 2000, it was 35.3. By 2050, it will be 40.3. What does this mean for America? First, there will be a labor shortage as the baby boomers retire. There are fewer younger people to take their place at work. For taxpayers, the aging of Americans means that they are going to pay more taxes as one-fifth of the population uses one-half of the resources. Also, the country will see an increase in the number of nursing homes and the need for people to work in them. The housing market will have to respond to the needs of the baby boomers, too. As their children grow up and move out, many baby boomers will sell their bigger houses and move to smaller ones. Others will convert extra bedrooms to offices and home gyms. Also, we will see more and more retirement villages for active seniors. Some seniors will move from the suburbs to the city.
"We live in a suburb of Chicago now,"
says Paula Hoffman, 52,
"because the schools for our teenage children are good. But when they go away to college, we are going to move back into the city. There's much more activity for us there."
Susan Brecht, a housing consultant in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, says,
"Baby boomers do not view retirement the way their parents and grandparents did. For starters, they're much more active. My 55 is not my mother's 55.
Brecht stated,
"I think there is a change in how different generations respond to the aging process. And that's what we're seeing now and will see in a dramatic way for the next 10 to 20 years.
It will be interesting to see how the baby boomers are going to continue to influence the future of America.